Hello. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. The word Advent means coming, and we wait in anticipation for the coming of the Lord. This fourth Sunday is traditionally celebrated as the Sunday of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that anyone who would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. What a fabulous concept that not only is there a God in the universe who has revealed himself to us, but he actually cares for us and cares for his creation. He has set the precedent in our hearts of compassion and care, the emotions of love and comfort. God himself has fashioned us in his image. Our emotions are fashioned as his emotions are fashioned, so that we can have a very real way to connect with the vast being of our Father God. He's given us Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to help us narrow down our vision and see God, the Son. Jesus says, if you knew my Father, you would know me. Jesus tells us that he reveals the Father, that the Father is revealed in who he is, and that he and the Father are one. And so when we look to Jesus, we are able to see a picture of God as God would have us be, were we truly able to be in his likeness. God knew that we couldn't do that, and so God made provision for us. Romans 3:23 tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But because of his great love for us, God has given us eternal life, the life that comes through Jesus Christ. It is an act of love. This Sunday, I wonder if you might go outside and look into the heavens and pause for a moment and consider, where is God? Where is heaven? Where is Christ seated in the throne room? There were angels that were out in the fields at night around Jerusalem, and as they tended the flocks, there was an appearance of an angel. First thing the angel said was for them not to be afraid, and then the angel explained to them that he was announcing that on that day in the city of David, a Savior was to be born. And the angel gave him a sign. He said, if you go to Bethlehem and look, you'll find a baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger. And then it says, the whole heavens revealed a company of angels, and they were praising God together. Well, where were those angels? Were they at some distance in the heavens? Were other people also seeing the lights in the sky? Or were the angels a few feet from the shepherds in the sky, but suddenly revealed? Is it possible that all of our angels that are spoken of in Scripture, that the heavens that are spoken of in Scripture, are just within our reach, close to us? That if angels can change the calibration of their molecular structure, they could slow the molecules down or speed them up to suddenly align with our universe and be revealed just feet from us. This story of God's love and God's Savior, have we ever stopped to consider it, to consider how real it might be? Have we considered the humble birth of our Lord and Savior, so that God never seems to be too high above us, that we can attain relationship with him because Jesus was fully God and fully man. What a fabulous act of love for the God who is here in our presence to reveal himself in moments so that we can understand, so that we can be touched, so that we can be changed, so that we can have a living hope. Today, go outside, look up, and think, what if an angel appeared before me today? Is it right there? Am I just not able to see it? Is it within my grasp? Do I simply need to have faith and know that at some point it will be revealed to me in all its marvel, in all its glory? That God loves me so much, he would never leave me or forsake me. That he provided a Savior for me. That he indwelt me with his Holy Spirit. That he is leading me, guiding me, and growing me. And this is his Christmas gift to me. As we wait for Christmas Day and anticipate that day when we celebrate the birth of our Savior, let's pause today and examine ourselves to understand this is not a mythology. It's not a story. The records in the book of Luke are records of real events with time signatures and with verification of witnesses. The angels appeared to the shepherds. Why the shepherds? They were the keepers of the temple flocks. They were the ones who watched to see when a ewe had a child, a lamb, what was the firstborn? Because the firstborn would be set aside for God. These temple shepherds were the witnesses of the firstborn given to you and I in love. Let's celebrate love deeply today. Let's reinforce our faith. Let's be together with God in joy and praise, for we are celebrating the birth of a Savior. No greater act of love than our God has shown to us. Have a good day.